بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained His great qudrat in four things, that how a child is made in the womb of the mother, and then how farming things grow. Three is how Allah makes them grow all things. And then water lessens down from the clouds. Water which is so heavy floats on the air, the clouds. And Allah Ta'ala sends down water for us. And then fire, that is also a creation of Allah. That previously we should just make fire from logs of wood. So all this, what is the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? Then now Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, and Allah Ta'ala himself takes qasam that how true the Quran Sharif is, and a few aspects of the greatness of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. So میں قسم کھاتا ہوں تاروں کی ڈوبنے کی. I take an oath. Allah is taking an oath, and Allah does not have to take any oath. An oath is taken to convince somebody, and Allah Ta'ala wants to convince us that what He is saying is the absolute truth. And Allah only takes qasam of His great, great creations. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam of the setting stars and this whole system of the stars, the galaxies of stars, the various stars that show direction, etc., and this field of study which is called astronomy, or in Arabic, falakiyat. This is a great, great study, and scientists today, astronomers, say that they found much more greater galaxies and collections of stars in the sky. And how much they have found, they say that is just the tip of the iceberg. What we see in the sky, that is very little what the stars and all the galaxies and what that realm and that world is of the stars is very, very much more greater. And that they are moving all the time, and at high, high speeds they are moving, and that they don't crash with one another. This is all the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, though we have lot of traffic jams, lot of traffic on the roads, but compared to that, this is absolutely nothing. And yeah, we have got so much of rules and regulations of the road, traffic officers in order to guide and control the traffic. In spite of that, continuously accidents take place. But Allah's system, not one accident whatsoever. And those stars are moving all the time. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمُ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. اور یہ قسم ہے اگر سمجھتو بری قسم. And Allah says, this qasam which I have taken, if you had some understanding, had you known the reality of all the galaxies of the stars and that, then you will know I am taking a very great qasam. It's not just a small qasam, but a very great qasam I am taking. And for what has Allah Ta'ala taken the qasam? The jawab qasam, innahu laqur'anun kareem. Beshak ye Qur'an hai izzat wala. That the whole qasam Allah has taken to state the fact that undoubtedly this is the Quran which is most honorable and great. The greatest kitab that is on earth is the Quran Sharif. The greatest kitab that is in the heavens, wherever, all the kitabs that Allah revealed, the greatest of all is this Quran Sharif. And then this Quran Sharif, Allah explains, where was it all the time? Fi kitabi maknoon. Likha hua hai ek poshida kitab mein. This kitab is written in a hidden kitab. That is by the arsh of Allah, where lawhi mahfuz is. The tablet that is safeguarded. The Quran was there all along. Right through. The Quran Sharif is not a creation of Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif is a quality of Allah Ta'ala. So since Allah is, and Allah is since ever, the Quran was also since ever. But Allah reserved its revelation for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was kept hidden at the lawhi mahfuz all the time, the whole Quran Sharif. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. Usko wahi chhote hai jo paak banaye gaye hai. And only he can touch the Quran who is purified, who is clean. There are three meanings to this. One is that at Lawh-e Mahfuz, nobody is allowed to touch the Quran Sharif but the Malaika, who are completely pure and clean in every way all the time. They stay in a state of ghusl and wudu all the time. Their wudu doesn't break, they don't eat or drink or anything. They've got no family, they don't have relations with anyone. So they are those pure beings whom Allah has created of noor. They could touch it, and from there Allah sent it down piecemeal, little over 23 years to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second meaning is that nobody is allowed to touch the Quran. This Quran Sharif, which is with us here, what we have got, only with wuzu. Without wuzu to touch the Quran Sharif is a guna-e kabira, is a big guna. We are not allowed to touch the Quran Sharif without wuzu. And the third meaning is that that person only benefits from the Quran Sharif who has purified his heart and his character. His aqidahs are properly. Otherwise, a lot of Jews and Christians, non-believers also study the Quran, but they don't get that benefit. The benefit a person will get from the Quran Sharif will be those people whose aqid are purified and whose hearts and akhlaq and character is purified. Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alameen. Utara hua hai parwardigar alam ki taraf se. This Quran Sharif has been revealed from the creator, nourisher and sustainer of all the universe. Allah has revealed the Quran Sharif. So when Allah is so pure, when Allah is so great, the Quran Sharif is also so pure and is also so great. When Allah has revealed it, and He revealed it with Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, and protected it completely, just as it was in Lawh-e Mahfuz, like that it was revealed. And Allah Himself has taken the promise upon Him that He will protect this Quran Sharif till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah is the protector of the Quran, old Quran Sharif, so nobody will be able to change one letter or one meaning of it. Always Allah will keep such ulama alive who will look after the meaning, and such huffaz who will look after the words of the Quran Sharif. أَفَبِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَنْتُمْ مُدْهِنُونَ اب کیا اس بات میں تم سستی کرتے ہو. So with regard to the Quran Sharif, are you showing laxity, laziness, indifference to the Quran Sharif? This starts right from the beginning that each one of us must learn the Quran Sharif. Secondly, we must read it daily. Thirdly, we must make amal upon it. We must propagate and teach it. Make tabligh of the Quran and the teachings of the Quran. Don't be lax with regard to the Quran Sharif. At this juncture, we all should think, how much of Quran Sharif do we read? How much do we pay attention? And then how much is our amal on the Quran? How much do we practice on the Quran? How much are we propagating it? How much are we spreading the teachings of the Quran Sharif? وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ اور اپنا حصہ تم یہی لیتے ہو کہ اس کو جھٹلاتے ہو. Instead of honoring and respecting the Quran Sharif, Allah says, all what you have done, referring directly to the people of Makkah who did not accept the Quran, who did not accept Islam in the Quran Sharif, all you made your share is to falsify and deny the Quran Sharif. Whereas the Quran Sharif was to benefit tremendously. And not only benefit when a person passes away and we make khatams, but in a person's lifetime, to read the Quran, to practice the Quran, to teach the Quran Sharif, that should be our share. But unfortunately, what we have made our share is just to put the Quran Sharif one side away. We don't touch the Quran, we don't read the Quran. And the non-believers, they falsify the Quran. They say it's not a true kitab, na'udhu billah. So the Quran Sharif is a great kitab which Allah has given, and we should benefit from it tremendously. Wa akhiru da'wana.